Sitting on the Fence, Newspaper Idioms. Today we're looking at idioms from a range of national newspapers that were published on the same day. We do this every couple of months in order to provide you with up-to-date, frequently used idioms. A broadsheet features an article about men's fashion. The journalist writing says that his heart sinks when he hears people criticizing men for wearing unusual clothes or bright colors. For too long, he claims, men have been ridiculed for stepping out of line with their clothes. If your heart sinks, you lose hope and feel disappointed or depressed about something. Someone who steps out of line breaks the rules or behaves in a way that other people find unacceptable. The sports pages of that paper focus on the England cricket team's recent poor performance. The team are described as licking their wounds. Someone who licks their wounds takes time to regain their strength or happiness after a defeat or bad experience. The front page of a tabloid newspaper describes a journalist's frustration with politicians who are sitting on the fence over an important issue. If you sit on the fence, you refuse to commit yourself to one side of an argument or a particular course of action. In the same paper, a famous wildlife presenter worries that nature is on the back foot. Someone or something that is on the back foot is suffering from a disadvantage. He also writes that too few people in public life are prepared to put their heads above the parapet in order to defend nature. In UK English, if you put your head above the parapet, you are brave enough to state an opinion that you know will make people angry. In another tabloid paper, a serious article describes how a murderer attempted to cover his tracks. Someone who covers their tracks hides or destroys evidence of where they have been or what they have done. The finance page of that paper claims that a large retail chain has hit the skids after a long period of poor sales. If an organization or plan hits the skid, it fails. In the less serious celebrity gossip column of the same paper, it is said that a television presenter has rubbed shoulders with all the big celebrities at Fashion Week shows. If you rub shoulders with famous people, you meet and spend time with them. The sports pages provide the last two idioms for this post. A brilliant young rugby player will, it says, give his team a shot in the arm. A shot in the arm is something that has a sudden and very positive effect, providing help or encouragement. Meanwhile, a footballer who has returned to his team after a period of injury is said to have hit the ground running with an excellent performance. If you hit the ground running, you start doing something with great energy and skill. I hope you've learned one or two nice idioms from my latest roundup. If you have a moment to spare, I'd be very interested to hear in the comments below which of these idioms were new to you.